Charisma Magazine is my go-to source for inspiration, teaching, and advice from some of my favorite authors and speakers. And now I'm thrilled to have the option to hear it. I'm Kyle Winkler, and I downloaded the Charisma Media Audio app. Get it for yourself at charismamediaaudio.com and listen in the spirit. Download the app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about another legal win for churches fighting for their rights to worship together. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are On You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are On You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
All over the country, many churches have been targeted by their governor's executive orders during the COVID-19 pandemic. But churches aren't giving up their constitutional rights without a fight. Matt Staver and his Liberty Council have been a stalwart ally in the legal defense for the rights of many churches across the United States that have been in the crosshairs of several governors. They report that in North Carolina, a federal judge has granted a temporary restraining order blocking Governor Roy Cooper's executive order criminalizing churchgoers for attending indoor worship services that surpass the 10-person limit. Judge James C. Deaver III wrote that there is no pandemic exception to the Constitution of the United States or the Free Exercise Clause of the First Amendment. He even quoted the decisions of another case that Liberty Council has won recently in Kentucky, where the Court of Appeals awarded in favor of a church, first to have parking lot services and then to have in-person services. The North Carolina Berean Baptist Church claims that Governor Roy Cooper's executive order barring physical assembly in the church building prevents them from a, quote, God commanded part of their worship, end quote. The Berean Baptist Church and its fellow plaintiffs claim that the governor is unfairly treating and targeting religious gatherings, while other non-religious activities such as indoor businesses and shopping are only restricted to half of their normal capacity. Judge Deaver agrees, and he says that it doesn't make sense for the governor to trust people to shop but not to worship indoors. In his ruling, the judge additionally noted that 15 other governors have provided exemptions for religious gatherings from attendance limitations. He said that the governor has failed to cite any peer-reviewed study showing that religious interactions in those 15 states have accelerated the spread of COVID-19 in any manner distinguishable from non-religious interactions. Likewise, common sense suggests that religious leaders and worshipers, whether inside or outside of North Carolina, have every incentive to behave safely and responsibly, whether working indoors, shopping indoors, or worshiping indoors. Matt Staver, the founder and chairman of Liberty Council, comments that, here is another constitutional and common sense victory for religious freedom. There is no pandemic pause button on the First Amendment. I have yet to see one order restricting churches that comports with the First Amendment. These unconstitutional restrictions on churches that violate the free exercise of religion must end. To be clear, the churches have health and safety plans in place and are doing their best to follow health guidance recommendations. As we move forward and deal with our world affected by the virus, let's not forget that God is bigger than any virus or any government, and He will be your defense. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.